This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Here we are again. DJV time is 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the ladies of the day in the form of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria and Jennifer both have some trending stories. Victoria, why don't you kick it off?
All right. Well, in this really sweet story out of Boynton Beach, Florida, the police officers there looked like they were crashing the high school prom on Saturday night, but they actually were dates. They weren't chaperoning. They were escorts. They attended the event as dates of several special needs students, which was an idea of one of the retired officers in the community named Scott Harris. He said the department came up with the idea so those students could have the same fun at the dance as other kids. And his wife is a special ed teacher at the high school in Green Acres, Florida. So the officers documented the night on the on their police department social media channels. They had videos of the officers putting on boutonnieres and corsages and dancing with the kids. And so overall, everybody said it was such a wonderful night. And the police department said it's amazing to see these young kids that don't have the opportunity to come here to do this like other kids. They're awesome kids, and now they're mingling with all the others and doing the same thing that kids who don't have disabilities are doing. So it's a really sweet prom story.
Yeah, that is a nice story. All right, Jen, what do you have to top that?
Well, you might laugh at this, but it's really not that funny of a story. But STDs top that, and with in the
well,
most
it is prom season.
Yeah, in the most respectful way possible. This has absolutely been the biggest story in Los Angeles, where I live. I'm not sure if it's gotten national attention, but you guys can tell me. Apparently, in LA County, STD rates are skyrocketing. Now, like a good liberal state that we are, officials think that racism and stigma may be to blame for this. Apparently, there are all kinds of numbers indicating that STDs are at their highest in years and years and years. However, the suggestion is that perhaps people from certain socioeconomic backgrounds or certain races are being hesitant in getting treated for them. The number, and I know it's early and we're having Cheerios, but the number of gonorrhea cases in LA County has doubled, and minorities are suffering the most in these categories. The numbers are really going up, and it's unacceptable. And so now LA County and, of course, California as a whole are going to be trying to figure out how to reach out to some of these minority groups to re-educate them against STDs, because I think for a long time people felt that there was a handle on it, and now something there's been definitely a shift, and they're blaming poverty or lack of opportunity.
Yeah. You know what?
Getting people in trouble.
These people, especially in California, that come out with this kind of crap, like nobody who is white and had money is getting an STD. And they're so focused on playing the blame game instead of fixing the problem and looking at all of this stuff from their jilted point of view. I find the fact that the problem has reared its ugly head again to be disgusting. It's lack of education on the part of parents and people who are authority figures teaching youngsters or whomever what safe sex is all about.
Well, I think there is some truth to that, though, that they're in minority
schools. Oh, I'm not disputing that at all,
where there's not money.
I'm not disputing that.
But
the implication is that no white kids anywhere ever get gonorrhea or any STD.
I don't think that's the implication. I think they're just saying that it's a larger problem in minority districts. And so if you have school districts where there is no funding and they have bad health classes where they're not teaching them anything,
where would we be without the government?
That's probably where
the government.
Okay. You know, and I understand that, and that sometimes is the case with lower income communities. But when it's something you said, Kara, I don't know that that's necessarily true in minority districts, that those schools receive less funding than any schools in rich districts. And in California, that's really not the case. The funding is really spread across the board. Now, whether or not the funding is being spent on the stuff that the school actually needs, that's a whole different argument, but according to enrollment is how we fund our schools, so it would just depend on enrollment across the board.
Yeah. I just find that we have become so dependent, desperately dependent on the government to fix everything, when in fact these problems were fixed at home by parents in circumstance. You can say, well, the world has changed a lot. Yeah, the world has changed a lot.
I'm just
but there still
curious.
Is responsibility on the part of parents to teach their children about the realities
of
sex.
In minority communities, though, there are often lacking a parental structure. And moms with three jobs aren't sitting down and telling their kids to use condoms. I don't think that's a very realistic view. It's a very different structure than the way than the way we grew up.
Yeah. Well,
I'm also just curious, and maybe this is personal. Jen and Victoria, did your parents sit you down and talk about STDs
never.
With you?
Never.
I don't think that that's a thing that happens in families,
nope.
And I don't think that's a new thing either.
Why is it my responsibility to pay through my taxes to have that educational
effort? Yeah, I had the fear of God put in me about being promiscuous from my family.
Oh, yeah, okay, but that's from a religious standpoint. I don't know.
It was not religious.
That's a bad assumption, too.
Well, she said the fear of God, so.
Well, that's just a figure of speech.
Many of us believe in God who think religion is nonsense.
Yeah, I think it really had nothing to do with religion. It was kind of like, you better behave like this. We expect it. I mean, my expectations were always spelled out from a very early age, and I didn't want to violate that. Now, I know a lot of people, kids want to experiment.
We all experimented.
But I was scared to experiment. What I'm saying is I didn't because I was scared.
Yeah, right.
Because I didn't want to disappoint my family because we did have those conversations. And my family, whether it was right or wrong, were very much fear-based thinkers. So, you know, if you do this, you're going to get that. If you
Right. Yeah, okay. I guess, hear that coming from
my but it worked.
I was kind of the same way in that I didn't want to, I don't know, just from past experiences with family, I didn't want anything to happen to me. I didn't want to have to go to have an awkward conversation with my parents, have to go to the doctor, have to do any of that stuff.
How'd you learn?
Well, I didn't have a specific conversation about, like, STDs or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think it was just kind of like, be safe, use a condom.
My parents didn't even get that far. It was don't have sex till you're married. That was the whole conversation.
I'll give you the argument. Whose responsibility is it? And in the public school system, back to the time when I was teaching school, when I advocated for exactly what you're talking about, this kind of education in the health courses that were being taught, the morons on the school committee kicked it out of the curriculum because a couple of clowns on the school committee said, well, we're teaching our kids how to do it.
That's just so ignorant. That's been proven wrong so many times. The whole thing is all about ignorance. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, Victoria. I think laying the blame on certain sectors, the reality is, it probably is more of a problem in low-income areas. And so why, if we're going to follow this through, and I'm not sure, I may be talking out of both sides of my mouth here, the educational system that we have, if we're going to do the right job and teach things that are really practical and of use, learning about one's body, it seems to me, is one of the paramount needs that we have growing up. We need to learn how our body works. And that includes what our sexuality is all about. And if you don't have some education, if your parents are either Neanderthals or they work three jobs or whatever the excuse is, and you're going to give it to the public school system, then you better give it to them so that they take the responsibility and don't sugarcoat it or don't go around it because the teacher has some religious objection to giving this information to the kids or whatever it is. What we need here is consistency, which we do not have. We don't have consistency with our parents and parenting. We don't have consistency in school and teaching. We don't have consistency in religion, if in fact that's part of the circle of light here. And so then it becomes one of those things that, nobody wants to talk about it. We are so backward in this country about sexuality, it's embarrassing. And this kind of stuff, they don't have the same sorts of problems with these sorts of things in Europe. They don't, because they teach one way or another.
Own set of problems. So,
but we're not talking about other problems. We're talking about this problem.
I do think that Victoria's right when we talk about the family culture, the family structure is breaking down in minority communities. I think that has been.
There is none. It's broken down. It's broken, period.
Right, right.
There's none. The men they impregnate women and they disappear. The black men in the black community are notorious for this kind of behavior. And that's nothing new. That's been going on. I can remember having that conversation with black friends of mine when I was in college. Where's your father? I don't know. Who's your dad? I'm not sure. You know, that kind of stuff. And it is. It's a prominent problem. But you hit a nerve with me there because I'm so damn sick of hearing in California about how the government's going to fix everything. Yeah, believe that.
That's
Gil Garcetti was the mayor of
the
Los Angeles, and he's going to get rid of the homeless problem. The homeless problem has never been worse. We're going to fix the traffic problem. The traffic problem has never been worse. So politicians and their idle promises. I mean, there's been plenty of stuff Trump promised to do that he hasn't done yet. Say, I'll take care of this right away. No, he hasn't. And I had another experience yesterday. You've hit a hot button here with me, Victoria, obviously. The farm realities in this country, how your food is grown and how you're going to get it is going to so drastically change in the next 4 or 5 years because of the inaction. The food bill that is before the farm bill, which is a food bill, before the Senate and the House right now, contains $633 billion to be given to the big ag conglomerates that don't need a penny. The only reason they get the money is because they've paid off lobbyists to pay off congressmen in the form of campaign contributions, and that's why the votes go the way they go. Guess I got that out of my system. Now hopefully you all get something out of the conversation. 19 past the hour.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Craftsman is celebrating over 90 years of innovation. Since 1927, they've put hard-working tools into the hands of makers and mechanics. I've had Craftsman tools in my garage for decades, so I know firsthand that Craftsman comprehensive automotive tools and garage storage solutions will help you tackle your next project with confidence, whether you be a shade tree mechanic or a certified pro. So visit your local Ace Hardware or check out Craftsman.com to shop the latest hand tools, power tools, lawn and garden equipment, smart products, storage solutions, and a whole lot more. That's Craftsman.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Three and change at the hour, DJV time. Doug Steffen with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. I could have just said Doug instead of Doug Steffen. D as in Doug, J as in Jennifer, V, Victoria. There's a listing out some of the first rounds of renewals and cancellations of television shows from the various networks. This happens as we get into the final month of ratings. The last rating tests will be Thursday the 24th, so the ratings last until the 24th. After that, you're going to see a lot more reports like this. But to begin the overview, ABC says they're renewing American Idol, The Good Doctor, Grey's Anatomy. They are canceling The Mayor, The Middle, and Once Upon a Time. CBS says it's renewing Blue Bloods, Bull, Hawaii Five-O, MacGyver, Madam Secretary, Mom, NCIS. They are canceling Zoo. In Fox's circle, let's see here, 9-1-1 is renewed, Empire is renewed, Orville is renewed. I don't even know what that's about. New Girl is canceled. What's the Orville about? Anybody know? No.
Never heard of that. A psychic or something like that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
At NBC.
There's so many to keep track of.
I know. Ellen's Game of Games, which is kind of fun. It's a little boring. It's a little long. Okay, it's been renewed. Good Place renewed. Let's see here. Night Shift canceled. Superstore renewed. This Is Us renewed. Over at CW, Riverdale is renewed. For the life of me, I don't understand why CBS doesn't put The Good Fight on their regular network lineup. It is a very good show. It's just silly.
Do you watch it on the app?
I catch it on the plane. Oh. I mean, I can watch three or four episodes at a time. But it's easy enough to find. Just go to CBS.com. You can find it there or on the CBS.
It's got a great cast.
Yeah,
it's a fabulous show. Two people from Downton Abbey, along with Christine Baranski. It's a really good cast.
Right.
I think they do that on purpose so that you use that online platform.
Yeah, but most people still, it's going to find a younger audience. Maybe that's good, in a manner of speaking. But put it there and put it on TV. That's what they do with the rest of the stuff. Put it on. I want to see it. I'd like to see it, frankly. All right, meanwhile, 26 past the hour, time for some music news. Darius Rucker and Kelly Pickler, among the artists who are going to be on hand to honor the men, women, and families of the U.S. Armed Forces, special Grand Ole Opry event later on this month, 22nd of May at the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville. So this looks pretty exciting, Jennifer.
I love Darius Rucker. He's so good. Who didn't love Hootie and the Blowfish? I know people made fun of them.
But his voice was amazing there.
Well,
he really suits country music.
Lent it
so
well
to
country, right.
Oh,
they have
gosh.
A red carpet parade for soldiers, their spouses, their children, their parents. And let's see, Rucker and Pickler, along with Trace Adkins, Craig Morgan, Lee Greenwood, presenting as well, performing. USO is going to have a hand in this, and not only highlighting the sacrifices made by service members themselves, but also those of the loved ones that they leave behind when they are serving. I think that's a good point that oftentimes is overlooked.
It's very true, yep.
Yeah, right. Tickets for the two shows available now. We got it, but we don't. How do we just go to one of the usual tickets?
GrandOleOpry.com, I think, has them.
Yep. Okay, good. Country singers, Shania Twain, Jake Owen, getting together to host a new singing competition. The show is called Real Country, spotlighting the traditions, songs, and themes of the certain country genres. I didn't know that. What would you consider to be different genres within country? Jennifer, you're our country artist.
You've got country pop, country rock. You've got definitely kind of a more soulful sound in country, folky sounds. There's a lot of different factors.
Are we overdoing this? Is there this much talent out there? Are we going to find new soloists and duets and groups to perform? Or, I mean, how much talent is there?
I think there's enough talent out there. I'm just not sure there's enough of a space for them to be famous afterwards.
Yeah.
And
well, how much consumption is there?
Yeah, that's what most people want to be. I don't know. I guess they can all get on Spotify, and then they get their exposure, and people can find them that way afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Shania's summer-long headlining tour kicked off last week in Tacoma, Washington. Good reviews. I think she's quite attractive in all ways. She's really kind of got it together. 28 past the hour.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heel. Use as directed.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffen presenting another approach for Good Day Listening with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. People in the news today. This is a woman who's not been identified but has had some pretty good luck. Lady placed an $18 bid on the Derby Day races. She's from Austin, Texas. Did you see that?
Her bet, $18 and $1.2 million.
Yep.
It's pretty good. It's kind of amazing that she nailed all five, the first five plays. That's incredible. That's not easy to do.
You think it's luck or somebody? How do you have an inside, though, on something like that?
It's impossible.
You can't really. Yeah. Those results, because of the weather and everything, that would be very hard to have an inside track on that.
How far ahead do you have to place bets for something like that? Like, do you
go right up to post time?
Day of, wait till the, yeah.
No, you go right up to a minute, 2 minutes to post time.
Yeah. Have you ever done that? You ever pick any number of horses to win? Are you in?
I grew up at the racetrack, so yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. Ever since I was a kid, I would just usually pick by the prettiest silks. That was my. But it actually works. And sometimes, you know, you can pick by a funny name or whatever.
That's how I pick. Is usually the name.
Yeah.
Or I used to have a boyfriend who used to always say to bet on the gray horse. So then you just bet the gray horse.
We've had several gray horses. None of them ever did anything. So I apologize if you ever bet on any of our horses.
No.
Our grays were all losers.
Bad Vlad in the news today. Pukin Putin vowing to uphold the glory of Russia as he was inaugurated for the fourth time. After a weekend of demonstrators, they arrested hundreds of them during protests against him. The ceremony was attended by a former German chancellor and Steven Seagal.
Huh. Oh my God. Isn't that nice? Doesn't he live in Russia now?
I think he does. He has a home there anyway. Putin says he'll do everything in his power to increase the might of the country and boost military capabilities. Good God, these guys. Nice. This is so transparent. Oh, man. All right. He got 65% of the popular vote. That's good.
Of course he did.
Yeah. Right. He's been there longer than any other Russian leader in the past 100 years, except Joseph Stalin. And we all know what a wonderful guy he was. He added greatly to the... Well, he actually helped Russia survive during World War II. I guess you can give him that. Other people in the news, Oliver North has taken over as the president of the NRA. He takes over for some guy, I don't even know, Pete Brownell, decided not to seek a second term. This is a marriage made in heaven, as far as I'm concerned. The full disclosure here, Oliver and I, I worked with him for a number of years.
Does Kara know she has one degree of separation to Oliver North?
Kara's sitting in a studio where Oliver North used to do his radio program, but she probably knows that, though, I'm guessing.
I don't actually know that. So you learn new things every day.
You didn't
day.
Know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Anyway, he's famous for Iran-Contra. That's where he got well-known during the Reagan years. He's actually quite an affable fellow. I quite like him. And he's not really as kooky as some people make him out to be. He's actually very smart and methodical, and I think he was guilty of everything he was charged with because he was smart enough to figure out a way. I don't even know if guilt should be associated with it. I mean, it was a practical way of dealing with a problem.
But how were the charges dropped in 1991?
That's a great question.
Was that...
You've asked the right question. Who knows? But
was that a presidential pardon?
In 91? No, because Clinton was president.
No.
I don't know. Oh, no, George Bush the father. George Bush, yeah, right. That may have entered into it a little bit. Because he was actually George Bush. Now here's how this. I'll unfold
did
the story
he
a little
to
bit.
Jail? Did Ollie
Oliver North?
Yeah.
No. I don't think he went to jail. No. Although he made a great radio. That makes great radio.
G. Gordon Liddy.
He and Gordon Liddy both worked in the same studio where Kara is now, and they worked. They followed each other on the air. They were not in the same place. Well, actually, sometimes they were. Interesting to see the relationship between the two of them, though. I remember being at an event where I was with the two of them. As a matter of fact, I was standing between the two of them. It was on a boat in Washington. God, I'm just thinking that now it was in the mid-90s. What the heck was the occasion? I don't remember what the occasion was, but it was really an interesting sandwich. I was in the middle, and the two of them were on either side of me as hosts for Radio America. But it was more... It wasn't about the event. It was about the two guys who were there. Hello, I know what it was. It was a Christmas party. That was it. Yeah, it was a Christmas party. Richie will tell you the story, Kara. There was a Christmas party on this ship out in the Potomac. And it was pretty surreal. It really was. Anyway, so he's going to take over the NRA. It's a good job for him. The next person in the news is Melania Trump, who has been in the focus for the last couple of days. People are focused on this comprehensive program, three main points, fighting opioid abuse, positivity on social media, and what's the other thing? There was one other thing. Do you remember what the third one was on the platform?
I don't, actually.
It was all over kids' health, basically. So it was like bullying.
Big Rose Garden ceremony the other day.
Yeah, it was I didn't go through the website yet. I wanted to, but I thought she did a nice job with it.
Yeah, I did, too. Here's some of the audio from that appearance on the main lawn there.
As a mother and as First Lady, it concerns me that in today's fast-paced and ever-connected world, children can be less prepared to express or manage their emotions, and oftentimes turn to forms of destructive or addictive behavior such as bullying, drug addiction, or even suicide. I feel strongly that as adults, we can and should be best at educating our children about the importance of a healthy and balanced life. So today, I'm very excited to announce Be Best, an awareness campaign dedicated to the most valuable and fragile among us, our children.
So are we betting that she came up with these ideas herself, or did somebody in the staff come up with these ideas? Where did these ideas come from?
I'm sure it was both. I think she wanted to do something with kids because she was talking about that before.
Yeah.
I think he was even sworn in. But I'm sure people helped them refine that because that's a policy and she has her own office. So I'm sure there's refinement.
Also in keeping with, you know, a lot. She hasn't made too many visits to places, but all of the things that she's done, a lot of them have involved kids, whether it's reading to kids or visiting kids in hospitals and things. So I think it wasn't a surprise at all that she wanted to focus on kids. I know having sat with her for, you know, a period of time, being a mother is the most important thing to her.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising at all that that's truly where her heart is, and you can see it, and she gets emotional talking about her son. So I think that it's probably a perfect platform for her. And if she's going to take on some of the opioid stuff, good for her, because that is, you know, that 90-day council or whatever that Trump put into effect, it went away and nothing happened.
Right.
So
a waste of time.
It was a total waste. So maybe she can get more done as First Lady.
All right, next person in the news is Ashley Graham. Got a new swimsuit catalog. Would you call them suits or just swim? What do you call?
Swimsuits.
Swimwear.
Swimsuits, swimwear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got a likable, lovely body, and she has been, for the last 2 years, 3 years? How long has she been prominent since that cover of the swimsuit edition? That was 3 years
ago.
She's
been around for a while, but she's, in the last couple of years, I think, become very high profile.
Yes.
So she had to struggle in the beginning of her career because she had to fight against an industry that just would not recognize a woman who's larger than a size 2.
Yeah. Good looking
lady.
She's
been a trailblazer.
Yeah. Got an overbite, but other than that, she's quite attractive. Her swimsuits retail for $102 to $120, sizes ranging from 4 to 22. You can see the collection at her website, swimsuitsforall.com. So good.
But the reason that that's trending, once again, you bury the lead, the reason that that's a big story right now is because the entire catalog is unretouched. And that's why she's getting so much praise, because we see these glossed over, photoshopped models all the time, and it's just completely unrealistic. So she did everything. She models all the suits, and none of them are retouched.
Really? Okay. That's
Which is very bold and very brave.
Yep. Next name, Jeffrey Tambor, admits to being a terror on the set, maintains he never sexually harassed anybody, was fired following an investigation into claims of misconduct from that show, Transparent. He played the transgender mother or father or something, didn't he?
Yeah, that was on Amazon, wasn't it? Was that an Amazon original?
I don't remember.
I think.
A lot of hoopla about it, yeah.
He won tons of awards. Remember, almost every time he was nominated, he would win.
But his former personal assistant claimed that he subjected her to multiple sexual propositions. He denied the allegations, called her a disgruntled assistant. I have heard that he has a horrible temper, and it's very difficult, very
My mom taught his kids.
Too. And what was that like? Were they okay?
Yeah, they were. My mom had nice things to say about them, actually.
Yeah.
What about parent-teacher conferences? How was he?
I don't know. I don't know if he showed up.
Why do people get that way? Maybe they are that way no matter what. You don't get that way. You are that way. Here's Governor Mary Fallon, another person in the news. because she has sent a new firearms bill to the Senate and, I suppose, back around. So those who live in Oklahoma could soon see residents buying and carrying guns without a permit or a license.
That's who smart.
I don't know.
That makes total sense. Sure.
If she signs the bill, it could let people 21 and older with military background, well, military members of 18, buy guns without having to get a permit. Why would you go backwards on the way things are being done now? Background checks.
The permit was that you're in the military. That's the permit.
But isn't the dumb test include some basic safety things?
No,
like, don't you have
really
to learn how to use a gun?
No. It's really, right. It's ridiculous. It's
well,
a written test. It's a written
Time's
test.
Time's up. It's now 13 before the hour.
Hey.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. What if losing weight was as simple as popping a pill? It sounds like every dieter's dream, right? Well, we're not there yet, but a recent study did find that adding injections of a commonly used diabetes drug to a behavioral program significantly increased weight loss.
Liraglutide slows down stomach emptying, increases the feeling of fullness after eating.
And feeling full longer helps people eat less, says Dr. Michael Camilleri.
The average weight loss in the patients who were on liraglutide was about 11 pounds in 3 months of treatment. In contrast, patients who received an injection of saline, which was the control, on average lost about 3 or 4 pounds.
Now, while having another tool available is great, Dr. Camilleri reminds us that lifestyle interventions, diet and exercise, are still the best way to control your weight. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV show. A lot of things going on if we can keep up with all this info. That's really what the challenge is. Victoria takes on the challenge and has some interesting ways of looking at technology as it applies to most of us who really don't know anything or don't care to know any more than how do you. I'm just pushing that button. I'm taking that picture and I'm sending it to you. That's all I want to know. All right, so Instagram and Spotify have an announcement. What's the scoop here?
Well, they have an interesting new partnership, and it's a new function that allows for an easier way to share your song of the moment. So if you are a Spotify user and you're listening to a new song and you want to do your own version of New Music Monday and you want to share with everybody, hey, this is a great new artist or this is a new song that I really love, instead of taking a screenshot of it and then posting that picture on Instagram, now Spotify users can actually just directly link that song to their Instagram story. And so their followers it's very simple to do. It goes through the share drop down menu, and then there's a button that now says share to Instagram story if you're on Spotify. And so it's very cool, and you can, if you're a viewer of that person's Instagram account, you can actually click on it and listen to the song. Up until now, there's no functionality for that. You can see what people are listening to, and then you'd have to go and look up the song. So this is very, very cool. And of course, it's a super smart move on Spotify's part, because if you're not already a Spotify user, you will be tempted to start an account, whether you're using a free account or the premium account. So it works for everybody. And Instagram said the music world lives on Instagram. 3 out of the top 5 most followed accounts are musicians. Right. So Instagram kind of already has a built-in following for musicians. So this is kind of a very cool new partnership. I think it makes total sense. It's exciting.
All right, up next, Amazon into another business. First, though, Lego releasing a new fully functional roller coaster kit. Wait till you hear this.
The Geek Out.
Lego has revealed a new set that's about as playable as anything they've ever released. It's the new Lego Roller Coaster and is 4,124 pieces of fairground fun. It's a totally working Lego mini roller coaster. The set also includes details like a cotton candy cart, ticket booth, and even a height marker to make sure all of the included 11 different minifigs are tall enough for the ride. Oh, and the minifigs even have reversible heads with different facial expressions so you can reflect how they feel about the scary ride. The best part might be the kit can actually be upgraded and powered. The new roller coaster can be had for the Lego lover in your life, or you, for $380 and is available on June 1st at Lego.com.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Let's get back to the action here, Victoria. Amazon is getting into the dog food business. I'm not sure that, well, can you find anything and everything at Amazon?
Well, they're making their own dog food. That's really what the story is. So there, it's called Wag, and it's a line of dry dog food. Some people call it kibble. It's exclusively available to Prime members. It launches this week. It comes in two sizes, 5 pounds for $12.99, 30 pounds for $44.99. There's also a 15-pound choice for puppies that are, it's $27.99. Flavors include chicken, beef, lentil, and salmon. And they'll begin adding other products later on, but this is how they're launching it. And Wag, it basically, this adds on to, I don't know, Doug, if you've ever ordered anything from Amazon Basics, that's their household product line. Like my paper shredder is from Amazon Basics. They're really great products, but they're made by other companies, and then Amazon slaps their label on. And yeah. So essentially, that's what they're doing with Wag, with this dog food. The thing is, though, pet food, of course, is a big business in America. Americans spent $32 billion on pet food last year, yeah.
And
it's
most
one
of
the
it
fastest.
Is crap. Most yeah, of it's horrible. It's just awful. You can't. Your dog. Yeah. You want to know? I want to know. What's in the ingredient column here on this stuff? I wouldn't buy this stuff. You cannot.
Well,
just
see, I know what you're saying. And Amazon is apparently using premium ingredients because they know really? That pet parents will pay a lot more money for it.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll check that out myself. 59 past the hour. Good news, Victoria. Thank you.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.